Start your day in the Toyota way, Rabbi Yossi Grunsfeld.
Good morning. What I'm about to say is, in the main, a shiur which I heard many, many, many years ago from somebody called Rav Sholem Gold. I've never met him. I heard it on a tape, but I was extremely impressed with it because I feel it's got to do with the Yesodos HaTorah. And since it's got to do with this week's Sedra, I thought I'd speak about this subject. So I want to begin with a famous statement of Chazal. Somebody who says Hallel every single day is a blasphemer. Quite a dramatic statement. Another Chazal, somebody who says Ashrei three times a day, somebody says Ashrei three times a day, he's muftach that he's a ben olam habo. So you've got two statements, as it were, from David HaMelech. One's part of Hallel, and if you say it every day, you're going to be called a blasphemer. And if you say Ashrei three times a day, you're being called a Ben Olam Habo. It's hard to equate the two. Another question. Why do we say Elokei Avraham? When we start Shemoneh Esrei, we're beginning our Shemoneh Esrei by affirming the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the God of Avraham. Surely, if we want to affirm the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then we should be talking about Elokei Moshe. These sedras, of course, are the yesodos of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael became a nation through Yetzias Mitzrayim and through Kriyas Yamsuf and through Matan Torah. So if you're affirming the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the greatest agent by which we saw the Ribbono Shel Olam was Moshe Rabbeinu, surely we should be saying Elokei Moshe, not Elokei Avraham. Added to that, that's how we sort of move towards Shemoneh Esrei, Ezra Savaseinu. The whole of Ezra Savaseinu is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the seamless way to enter Shemoneh Esrei should have been Elokei Moshe. Thirdly, what does it mean Elokei Avraham? Grammatically, Elokei Avraham is a construct state. Elokei Avraham, the God of Avraham's God. The God belonging to Avraham. That's what Elokei Avraham literally means. What, Avraham owns Hashem? We say 2 minutes later, 2 seconds later, V'koina HaKoyel, Rabbeinu Shlom owns Avraham. Avraham doesn't own HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Elokei Avraham actually mean? So to answer this, we have to go to the mother of all Rambans, that's what I call it, famous Ramban, which everyone speaks about, so I'll just go over it very... Superficially. But the kitzur of the Ramban says the following. Why are there so many mitzvahs, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, for the Ramban? There's so many of them. So he says the following. In the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there were three kind of principal groups of people, of deniers of the Ribbono Shel Olam. First one said there was never a creator, there's no creator, the world has always existed. It's always existed. It always has been there and always will be there. There's no creator of Yesh Me'ayin, as we call it, ex nihilo. Second group says, yeah, maybe there was a creator, but he has no knowledge of what's going on in this world. Because if he had knowledge, he'd stop all evil. And he doesn't stop all evil. There's plenty of evil in the world, so therefore he has no knowledge of what's going on. Then there's a third cut, the third group, who say that, oh yes, he has knowledge of what's going on, but he doesn't deign to interfere. Ramal kagoyim al Hashem, he doesn't deign to interfere with the goings on of this mundane, what is that the word you use? Yes? Yeah, this world is below him. So he knows, but he has nothing to do with it. All those three yesodos of Kfira were smashed with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Man Teda Ki Ani Hashem Bekerav Oretz. I'm in the midst of the land, so I'm involved. Bekerav Oretz. The Man Teda Ki Lashem Oretz. That you should know Ki Lashem Oretz. That I own the land. I'm the creator of the land. The Oretz is mine. That's I'm the creator. Number three. Nobody can stop me. I have full knowledge of what's going on, and I'm fully capable of stopping evil if I want to. And that's what I've done. So all those three were smashed when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim. But, says the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make these kind of mega miracles, every day. Like splitting the Yam Suf, for three reasons. Number one, we don't deserve it. Number two, it'll become too common. We'll take it for granted. Number three, we'll become robots. Because if every time we did an Aveira, a bolt of lightning will hit us, and every time we did a mitzvah, a gold nugget would fall down from heaven, then we'd have no Bechira. If we'd see mega miracles, we'd see the Rabbeinu Shlom absolutely in front of us, there would be no choice. And since the purpose of the creation is that we should be Baalei Bechira, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make these miracles every day. However, we need to be reminded of those mega miracles. So therefore, there are so many mitzvahs. Lulav, Sukkah, Tefillin, Shema, hundreds of mitzvahs, I can't think of them all. Yeah? Which all take us back exactly to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? In order to continuously remind us that the Rabbeinu Shlom is in charge of this world, and he makes mega miracles if he wants to. That's Kriyas Yamsav, etc., etc. And now comes the operative and most important words of the Ramban. This is the famous Ramban. Min anisim hagadoilim hamafursomim, from those mega miracles, odam moidim anisim anishtorim. You will then be able to be moided through hidden miracles. Sheheim yisoida tarakula. Sheein la odam chelik v'toris Moshe Rabbeinu ashenami b'chol doreinu mikreinu. Everything that happens to us. Kulam nisim, ein b'em teva minoga shalolim, b'em ram b'em yoch, nationally or individually. Elim yase ha-mitzvus yatzli chenu schoroi. If a person does mitzvus, he will get schar. If he does a verus, yachris oinshoi, hashke eschati. And if you want to see, these are called nisim ha-nistorim, because you don't see nature corresponding to our behavior. You don't see the weather patterns, yeah, corresponding to our behavior. That's called nisim, but they do. If you keep the mitzvahs of Nasati, Matarat, Chembitah, Yom HaKosh, etc., etc., then there'll be rain. And if you don't, Hishom Elohim Pen Yifte Levavachem, so there'll be no rain, there'll be famine. But people don't see that. That's not called a mega miracle. When nature responding to our behavior is not something which you see openly. You've got to think, you've got to look, you've got to watch, you've got to understand. Interesting, I don't think I'll have time. He says, the Ramban, the end of the Ramban is, you'll see the Rabbeinu Shem nationally when it comes, V'omru kol ha-goyim, ha-meh osu Hashem kochol oritz ha-zois, V'omru al ha-sheh ozvis bris, when you see the land of Eretz Yisrael completely and utterly desolated, where once it was a land flowing with milk and honey, then you'll understand that there's a Ribbono Shel'Olam who's responding to our behavior. And the weather patterns are responding to our behavior. Cecil Roth, who wrote a book, History of the Jews, brings sources that Eretz Yisrael, it didn't rain in Eretz Yisrael for years and years and years after the Churban HaBayis. Once Klal Yisrael were out, then the land did not respond. There was no one to respond to. But that all part of Nisim HaNistorim, not Nisim HaMafursorim. That's not a Kriyas Yam Suf Dikah Ness. And the Rambam fleshes this out, and that's why I chose this subject in this week's Sedra. It says, Va'er el Avram v'Yitzchav Yaakov v'Keil Shakai u'Shmi Hashem lo noidati lohem. I did not reveal myself to Avram Avinu, to the Ovis, with a Shmi Hashem. Onish Keil Shakai, says the Ramban b'Shem of them Ibn Ezra. Keil Shakai is the name he used. Shakai is from Shoded, to subdue. The Rabban Yishleim subdues nature to our behavior. That's part of Nisim HaNistorim. That's Keil Shakai. And that's the way I reveal myself to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu and the others never saw mega miracles like Kriyas Yamsov, etc., etc. That's Shmi Hashem. Shmi Hashem. The Shem Hashem is the Hashem. It's the name used when the Rabban Yishleim reveals himself in all his glory through Kriyas Yamsov and through Matan Torah and through Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Shmi Hashem. The Ovis never had such a revelation. The Ovis had a revelation of Keil Shakai, of Hashem responding to their behavior, but not open miracles. And that's why it says the Meshech Chochma. This is, pardon? Yeah, so they asked that. They asked that. It's another Ramban.
Okay.
Yeah. Not for now, but it's a Ha'ora. says the Meshech Chochma. Beautiful Meshech Chochma. There's a famous Torah Koinim. In Bechukai Sai Telechi, when Asati Gishmechem Be'itom, Beleile Shabbosis, if you keep my Torah, I will bring rain on Friday nights. I will respond to your behavior. Rain during the week is not good because you need to get out. Friday night when everyone is at home, that's a good time for it to rain. So Rabban Yisham says, "In b'chukosai telechu," so I'll respond. So then you'll have rain on Friday nights. Then the Medrash brings the following: "B'mei Shimon ben Shetach, b'mei Shalmanetzi." That's Shlomtzion, the queen. Was his sister. She was the queen. In those days, it says the following: "Shoy geshom yodim leil Shabbos leil Shabbos." Rain fell on Friday night. Ashenasu chitim kikloyes. The chitim, the kernels of wheat, were so big they were like kidneys. The so'orim kegarine zesim. The so'orim, the barley, were like olives. Olive stones. Vadashim kedinere zov. And the lentils were like dinere zov, gold coins. The tsorumem chachomim, they took these kernels, the chachomim, and they tied them up into a tie, and they hang them up. Dugma l'doiris, that future generations to see when the kernels are tiny, and then they should see this. They could see that once upon a time the kernels were huge. L'hoidea kama chet goyrim l'kaim ha'shenema avanaseichem hitu eile l'chataseichem mono hatoiv mechem. To remind Klal Yisrael, once upon a time the kernels were this big because you were behaving. When you're behaving, the kernels are big. When you're not behaving, the kernels are small. Klal Yisrael need reminding that weather patterns respond to their behavior. But it's a nes nister, not a nes goli. Says the Meshech Chochma, that the tachlis of the Bria is not the mega miracles, but to see the Rabban Sham in the natural order of things. For as we know, there's no such thing as nature. Nature is something which we say naturally, something which occurs over and over and over again. So therefore we take it for granted. Yeah, that's right. That's what nature is all about. The mega miracles were once in a while performed in order to remind us that nature is not nature, and that the Rabban Yishlam is in charge of the world. So that's when the Kriyas Yamsov, or the Shem and Chanukah, which is a kind of mega miracle, Shem and Chanukah, because oil doesn't last 8 days. Oil lasts 1 day. So it's a change of nature. Changes of nature are not common, but the Rabban Yishlam does them occasionally to remind us that he's in charge of the world, but really the purpose of the Meshech Chochmah is for us to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam responds to our behavior, and within nature you should watch the world going and you'll see, you'll find the Ribbono Shel Olam there as well. And that's why the Chachamim preserved those enormous fruits in order to teach Chal Yisrael and to make them recognize that if they behave, it's Azoi. If they don't behave, it's Azoi. And that's not something which we will see so quickly in our everyday, the mega miracles are only occasional. That's why it says the Meshech Chochmah, somebody who says Hallel every day is a blasphemer. Because Hallel is, of course, Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole of Hallel is based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mega miracle. So if you say Hallel B'chol Yoyim, then you're only acknowledging the Ribbono Shel Olam in a mega miracle, but you're not acknowledging the Ribbono Shel Olam in nature, and that's blasphemy. In fact, says the Meshech Chochmah, if you think into it, it's much more of a mega miracle that Ribbono Shel Olam sustains the billions and billions of people every single day. That's really a mega miracle, but you don't see it. That's the biggest miracle of all. The Malbim and Sefer HaKamel, I've got a Sefer called Sefer HaKamel, it's like a dictionary. He explains the difference of words. He says, what's Nes, what's Teva? So he gives an example. He says, what's greater? He says, somebody takes a weight, you know, the weightlifters, you know, Olympic Games, you get the weightlifters, and they lift up a tremendous weight, and they hold it up for a second, and 1 second, they hold it for a certain amount of time, they hold it up, and they win the gold medal. Tremendous feat. I say, imagine this fellow who got the gold medal would hold this up for a whole year. What's greater? What's greater? He holds up the whole year. The greatest miracle is the Ribbono Shel Olam sustains the world. Billions and billions and billions of people. Says that's why Ashrei is different. The Gemara says, why is Ashrei special? For two reasons, the Gemara says. One is because it's got the whole of the Aleph base in it. And two, it says, Pesach es yodecho masbi'a l'chol chai rotzein. So normally you learn the Aleph base, it's got the holy letters of the, it's got the whole, all of the holy letters of the alphabet. So that makes Ashrei special. No, says the Meshech Chochmah, that's not what we mean. Ashrei has Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vov, Zayin, Ches. That's Seder. Ashrei contains Seder. And David HaMelech is depicting nature, the Seder of the world, which is run by the Ribbono Shel Olam, although we don't see it. You've got to look. Ashrei represents Seder. And then you say, Pesach es yodecha umazbia l'chol chai rotzoin. In the Seder, Ribbono Shel Olam is sustaining the whole world. That's why Asher b'chol yom, you're moved to Ben Alam Haba, because you're seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam in nature. Says a Meshech Chochmah, same in Kelodon. Same in we say every morning, Kael, Baruch, Gedoyl, Theo, Heichin, Ovora, Zorichama. So you've got the Aleph base there. And you've got Kael, Odon, Alkoma, Baruch, Ovora, Pilach, Onishama, God like the two of them, Das, the Swan, the Savior. These are all describing creation, nature. And Chazal put it in the form of Aleph base. Because that's the Tachlis. The Tachlis is to see Ribbono Shel Olam in Teva, in the order of things, where there's no disruption. Kriyas Yam Suf is disruption of Teva. It breaks it up. And then you see the Ribbono Shel Olam, suddenly Teva changes. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet is Seder where there's no disruption at all. And the Chochma is Sisi, the Rabbeinu Shloilem, there. In fact, says the Meshe Chochma in Halel HaGodol, which we say every single Shabbos, Kila Olam Chasdai. So the whole of Kila Olam Chasdai is, how's it go? It's talking about the Baruch Shem as the creator, and then all the mega miracles says he's done. Goes Yam Sevel Exorim, Kila Olam Chasdai, and it says Sicha Mercha Emori, Kila Olam Chasdai, Leg Melech Shaboshim, Kila Olam Chasdai. We're talking about the mega miracles, the whole of Yetzias Mitzrayim. How does it start? How does it end off? No, he's saying Lechem Lechol Boso, Kila Olam Chasdai. That's how it ends off. The Halal HaGodol. Nois and Lechem Lechol Boso. That's the Tachlis. Coming back to our questions, that's the difference between Avraham and Moshe.
That's when we can only say, hope it can kill Hashemayim. After you've said that.
Yes, correct. Correct. But that's the difference between Avraham and Moshe. Avraham Avinu discovered the Ribbono Shel Olam. He looked in nature and he said, it can't be that there's no creator. He said, there must be a Baal Habiro. There must be a creator. He discovered the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only revealed himself in Kel Shakai. But that's the Tachlis, says the Meshech Chochma. Bereshis Bora Elohim, Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Elohim is Begematria HaTeva, 86. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Teva, that's the Tachlis of the world. Bereshis Bora Elohim. And the Zohar says that Elohim is made up of the words Mi Ela. Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud, Mem. Mi Eila. In other words, like Yeshaya said, Sumar Menechem. Lift up your eyes heavenwards. U Mi Bora Eila. Look for the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's Bereshis Bora Elohim. The idea of this world is to find the Rabbeinu Shalom in Seder. That's the Tachlis. And that's why we say Elokei Avraham. Rabbi Gold said in the Sittim of his Rebbe, it's a brilliant idea. He said, there's such a thing as a Metziah. Yeah, you find a Metziah. What allows you to keep it? What makes it yours? Has to two things. There have to be Yush, and there has to be no Simon. There has to be no Simon. Yeah? So he says, Avraham Avinu lived in a doya where the Ribbono Shel Olam was lost. Nobody acknowledged, it was only idol worship. Nobody acknowledged the existence of Ribbono Shel Olam. He was nowhere to be found. The world had been Mayayish. And there was no Simon. The Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no identifying mark that the Ribbono Shel Olam was around. All he could see was the Baal Habiro. So he found the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a Metziah. If it's a Metziah, Metziah belongs to you. That's Pshat Elokei Avraham. Ke'ilu. I found the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's my Ribbono Shel Olam. I found him. Elokei Avraham. It's Metziah. He belongs to me. He wasn't around beforehand. Kaviyochel is a concept. It's an idea. It says, that's why we say Elokei Avraham. Because that's the Tachlis. When we stand in Shemona Esra and we affirm the Ribbono Shel Olam, we want to affirm that the Ribbono Shel Olam, we can see the Ribbono Shel Olam in our everyday lives and he responds to our behavior. That's not something which is so visible. That's Elokei Avraham, that's Kel Shakai. Yes, we preface it with Ezra Savaseinu. Because that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam did it in the first place. Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the mega miracles once in a while in order that we should become Elokei Avraham and understand that he's there every day. So we build up Shemona Esra and we build up with Ezra Savaseinu, but we don't say Elokei Moshe because that's not the Tachlis. Al chayein am surim yodecho. That's the tachlis. The tachlis al nisef sheb chol yoyim imonu. That's the tachlis. And then we say elakei Avram. We preface with Ezra Safsenu, but not elakei Moshe. That's the one-offs. That is not the tachlis. And in fact, says the Meshech Avram, that's the posuk sotan Meshech Chochma. Eile todas hashamayim v'ha'oretz. These are the todas hashamayim v'ha'oretz. Behibarom. Avraham, b'yoyim asas Hashem elokei elokim eretz v'shamayim. Eretz is before shamayim. Says the Meshech, eretz. We have to see the Rabbein Shem in eretz, in Arzius. That's Avraham. B'hiborom. That's the tachlis of the world. So, 10:15. I brought this here because v'eil Avraham. How to carry on? Yeah, but Shmi Hashem Avram Yitzchak Yabek Kel Shakai Shmi Hashem Loinodati Behem. So when you go on Shabbos, when you read this posuk, just try and remember this year. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How are you keeping?
Good. Good to see you.